South Haven Center for the Arts will celebrate Diane Lynn Cheesman's art with an exhibit called Waterworks. WMUK's Lorraine Caron met Cheesman for a tour of the exhibit.
Diane Lynn Cheesman lives in South Haven, and she has lived by at least one of the Great Lakes for almost her entire life. She says she's interested in how the water is ever changing, with the daily differences in color and texture on the surface, but also in what goes on down below.
There are differences in temperature that create currents and eddies and flows under the water. Water can come together underwater and make waves crash, settle, relax. Water can make stir itself up way down deep and make itself very opaque. And, of course, if up north, water can form big sheets of ice. So underwater, in my imagination of what's going on underwater, is one of the things that really makes me want to keep painting water, to keep thinking about what's there, what emotion does this stir up in me.
And while water serves as a subject of her work, water also directly informs and affects her work.
And I've always been interested in how water media, which is what I call what I use, can flow and drift and layer. I use acrylic paint, which can be thick and solid and even comes out of the tube kind of like toothpaste. But it can be thinned down to incredibly thin, watery stuff with water or with acrylic medium or a combination of both things. So by doing that, it makes it easy to put a layer on top of the layer. The only hard thing about it sometimes is waiting for the first layer to dry.
The art in Waterworks spans 40 years of Cheesman's career as a painter. Some are figurative works, and some are landscapes. Some have titles, and some don't. She encourages viewers to look at a piece of art without always trying to identify what it represents.
It's a way of being open and deciding what's what or what's not what, and is what's not what fine. You know, is it important always? I want to backtrack from the idea of needing to identify.
Okay.
Because I think the more you look at art, the less you need to identify. Again, you're absorbing emotion. You're absorbing the emotion maybe that the artist intended, or maybe the emotion that you brought to it with your life and your life experiences. The people that identify with my pieces the most are often people who are children. They identify with the colors. They'll run up to my work and, you know, as their mother's trying to snatch them back or whatever, but isn't it pretty? Look, look. And it doesn't matter what it is. It's pretty because it's got bright colors. The other people that identify with it are people who are willing to stay in front of something and look a little longer.
Yeah. Cheesman teaches painting in workshops. She says she welcomes both advanced artists and those just beginning.
Even if you've painted forever, you're always out of your comfort zone when you start something new. I had an instructor who told people, look at this piece of white paper. This was a drawing class. It is as beautiful now as it's ever going to get. Go ahead, mess it up. And I thought that was really good advice, you know, not to be intimidated by the innate beauty, but to do what comes out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, you need to be satisfied if what comes out you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So what? It's one piece of paper. Toss it out. You know, it's not the end of the world.
Waterworks, the art of Diane Lynn Cheesman, is on display at the South Haven Center for the Arts through September 23rd. More information is at southhavenarts.org. I'm Lorraine Caron.